Okay, the Amud is Yud-Tes Amud Aleph. Ad Shetehe Kesuva Ashuris. We are now talking about that the Megillah should be written. If it's written in Hebrew, at least, it should certainly be written Ashuris. It should be written in the same Hebrew text which is used in a Sefer Torah. Because why? Because the Megillah says Kiksavam vechiz manam. It's written as they wrote it and is as it was written in their time. Fine. Al sefer of Dio v'chul. I mean, how do we know it has to be written on cloth and in Dio, the same ink that's used in Sefer Torah? Because there is a great gzira shava, the word gziva appears twice. Gziv hacha v'tichtoiv Esther hamalka. In the Megillah it says that Esther the queen wrote. Uchziv hasam, and there it says vayomer lahem baruch mipiv yikroi lai eskod avarim lele advani kaseiv ala sefer abidiyo. Right, when Yirmiyahu buys the land in Anasos, right, and he tells Baruch ben Neri to do it with a star. That way, there will be a record for all generations that the Jews owned the land of Israel prior to the destruction of the First Temple, right? Which is actually very important. Now, we're actually seeing that there are people who are denying that this, the historical reality of our settlement of the lands of Israel. The Palestinians do not acknowledge that prior to the Second Temple, there were any Jews in Israel. So therefore, we knew this has actually become very important. We found this star, which proves conclusively that Jews lived here prior to the destruction of the First Temple. And when Baruch is writing it, he says, I will write it al ha-sefer, meaning ha-sefer on cloth, bidyo with do. Therefore, we see that that's what the word ksiva means usually in Tanakh, right? Just as there it means on a sefer on cloth with do, so too the Megillah should be written on cloth with do. Okay. Mishnah. Ben ir shehalach likrach. Right? Somebody who lived in a city which does not have walls and therefore reads on the 14th, and walked to a krach, a city which did have walls in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and reads on the 15th. Uven krach shalach leir, somebody who lives in a krach, which should read on the 15th, and walked and finds himself on Purim in an era which reads on the 14th. If asid lachzor limkamo karem gimkamoivim lav kareimayim, if he's going to return to where he actually lives, then he'll read like them. If not, then he should read with the place that he finds himself in. It says the Mishnah, "Asu meheikan korei adam es hamegillah v'yotzei bo yedei chavasai." From where should somebody read the Megillah to fulfill the obligation of Kriyas Megillah on Purim? Rabbi Meir says the entire Megillah, and that's the way he's passing. Rabbi Yehuda says from Ishiyudi, the beginning of the second parak, and Rabbi Yosi says from Achar HaDevarim HaEle. Fine. Obviously, there is a question about what does it mean that you are a Ben Ir or your Ben Krach, that you live somewhere else and you find yourself in a new place. Most of the poskim say if you're going to find yourself in a new place overnight. Right, meaning if you know that you'll wake up in the Ir or in the Krach in the morning, then you should read like the place where you're going to wake up in the morning. Right. There are some poskim, Rebbe Arik Prasvishkov among them, who thinks that no, it's based on where you really live, where you spent the last 30 days, etc. Right, there are different definitions for this. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava said, Leishanu elisha asid lachzor b'leili abarasar aval. Ein asid lachzor b'leili abarasar korei imahin. Rava says, all of this is only true if you were going to return by the night of the 14th. But if you weren't going to return by the night of the 14th, then you should read with where you are on the 14th. Amar Rava. Rava says, Mana aminela. How do we know that that's true? Dichziv, it says, Al kena yehudim ha-parazim ha-yoshvim ba-arei ha-parazos. Mechtekziv ha-yehudim ha-parazim lamali mechtap ha-yoshvim ba-arei ha-parazos. Hakvash lan de-paroz ben-yoyim ha-nikra paroz. So, Rava says, how do we know that's true? Because the pasuk says, because of this, the Jews who were dispersed, who sit in the dispersed cities, meaning cities that are not encircled by walls, right? Since it says the Jews were dispersed, why does it have to tell me who live in dispersed cities? That comes to teach us that even if he was only living in a dispersed city for one day, that counts. Ashkechan Paruz Mukaf Minalan. How do we know that it's the same thing for if you find yourself for a day in a city which did have walls in the time of Yeshua ben Nun? Svarahu Midit Paruz ben Yemekni Kari Paruz Mukaf ben Yemekari Mukaf. It's a svara, it makes sense. If it works for being a city which does not have walls, then it'll also work for being in a city which does have walls. Vama Rava, and Rava says, Ben Kfar Shalach Le'ir, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Koreimen. Rava says that a Ben Kfar, somebody lives in a village, meaning theoretically he'll read on the 11th, 12th, or 13th as appropriate, right? And you walk to a place where you should really read on the 14th, he should read with them no matter what. My time away. Hi, Kibne Ha'ir, Ba'ila Mikri, or Vanu Dekila, Kvarm Gdeshi, Speku, Ba'imu Mazin, La'achehem, Shebe Krachim. What's the reason? Because people who live in the villages are really like people who live in the cities that read on the 14th. It's just there's a special cooler, as we have discussed, so they'll be able to bring food on, bring food into the cities, right? That Rabbanan created for them, they should read Megillah on an earlier day, on the market day, right? But really, 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 they should read on the 14th, and therefore if they find a situation, themselves in a situation where they can easily read on the 14th, that is what they should do. If he, all of the kul only applies when he lives in his village, but if he moves to a city, then he's like any other person who lives in a city. The pasuk says a ben krach, somebody lives in a city which should read on the 15th, who walked to a ear, which is a place where he should read on the 14th. He should read no matter what, like the 15th. He should read like where he comes from. So the Gemara says, does that make any sense? No! We said that halacha is dependent on whether he's going to return or not. If he's going to return, then he should read like where he comes from. But if he's not going to return, he should read like where he finds himself now. So it can't be that's what the Brisa means. Rather, it must mean that the Brisa should say Ben Kfar, not Ben Krach, somebody who lived in a village. And then the Brisa is saying that a Ben Kfar, somebody who lives in a village, can read earlier, even if he does find himself in a city. So the response was that you've answered the question. If you can change the text from Ben Krach to Ben Kfar, then you can also change the text from Korem Kim Komo, that he should read like where he came from, meaning on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, to Korem Mahem, to say that he'll read with whichever place he finds himself in. Mehikan Kores Adaha Adamas Megillah. We're going to talk about the question in the Gemara from where somebody should start reading the Megillah to be fulfilled the Chiv. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Amerami Balailahu. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, we should start from Balailahu. Balailahu Shnadidashnasa Melech. That night, the king couldn't sleep, right? Why from there? Presumably because we have a drash that it means Nadashnas Malko Shel Oilam. Right? Therefore, we have four opinions, the three in the Mishnah, one from the beginning, one from Ishiudi, one from Achar Dvarim Eile, which is, I think, the third perek, and one from Balailahu, which is the sixth perek. They all darsh in the same pasuk to arrive at these four opinions. Vatichtoiv Esther Amalka, Mordechai Ayudi Eskol Tokev. Right? Esther the queen and Mordechai the Yehudi, the Jew, wrote the entire strength of what had happened, the entire strength of this series of events. Right? Madar Makula, Rabbi Meir, who says you have to read the entire Megillah, and that's what you'd be paskin. Tokvo Shalach Hafirish. They wrote down the strength of Achashverosh. Therefore, you have to start with the Seuda, with the Masiba of Achashverosh, because that was where he showed his wealth and his strength. And the person who says that you start from Yeshihudi, we're really talking about the strength and the rulership, how Mordechai became the ruler of the empire. Right? Therefore, you don't need to know about the Masiba, but you need to know everything about from when Mordechai is introduced. And the person who says you have to start reading Rabbi Yossi from Achara Devarim Eile is saying that because we're really talking about how Haman started off as the ruler of the empire and came to be nothing, came to be defeated. And the person who says that you start from Balailahu, Tokfoshal Neis, that when we're talking about the strength, the overwhelming nature of the miracle, because that's really when things started to get a little bit better. That's when Mordechai was able to, with the support of Achashverosh, publicly embarrass Haman. Ravuna Amar Mecha, Ravuna said from here, Uma Ra'u Al Kacha, Uma Yi Aleihem. Right? Rav Huna says from a different. We learn these halachas from a different place. What they saw, what had happened, and what came to them. Man damar kula mara kashbarash to nishtamish be kelim shal beis hamikdash. Al kacha mishum dechashiv shivaim shanin veloy ifruk. What does it mean? The person says you have to read the entire thing. It's saying that Achashverosh used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash in the feast that he put on for the nobles of his empire. And he was doing it to celebrate the fact that by their cheshbon, which was incorrect, 70 years since the Churban HaBayis had passed and the Beis HaMikdash had not been rebuilt. Umay Gilay, and what came to them? Dekatal Vashti. Because he killed Vashti, that's what happened. Uman de Amr Mishihudi, the person who says you start reading from Mishihudi. Mara Mordechai de Ikni Behaman al Kacha de Shabi Nashi Abedazara, Magialem de Israch Shinisa. What did Mordechai say because he annoyed Haman al Kacha on this? Right? What was this? Because Haman made himself a Vedazara. He had people bowing down to him. He had a picture of a Avodah Zarah on his shirt. Right? He was making himself a Avodah Zarah. Umay Yelen, what came as a result? There was a miracle. Uman da amarach va meachara devarim ha'ele mara haman sheniskanei v'chol ha'yudim al kacha v'shod ber Mordechai lo yichro v'lo yishtachave umay Yelen v'salu yisoyves b'nav ha'leitz. And the person who says that you start from harachara devarim ha'ele, which like we said focuses more on Haman, right? Why is it what did Haman see that he decided to get jealous of all the Jews? Al-Kacha, because Mordechai didn't bow down to him. And what happened as a result? He was hanged with his sons on the tree from the galleys that he had built. And when we say that you start from Balela, Umarach, Shvirish Leaviyase for Exernus, Al-Kacha, Dezaminte, Esther, Lehaman, Bahade. Why did Achashverosh decide to have the Sefer Zichronis, the book of the records, brought to him? Right, Al Kacha, because Esther had invited Haman to the Masiba, and so she was afraid that Haman and Esther were plotting against him together to make Haman the new ruler of the Persian Empire, and therefore he was looking through the book of records to see if there was anything that might support that suspicion. And Umag Yelen, and what happened as a result? A miracle occurred, and Haman embarrassed himself in front of Mordechai. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gori, Amar Rav Alachi Divrei Omer Kula. The palacha is, in the name of Rav, that we should read the entire Megillah. V'afilu mandar mishi Yehudi, tzricha shetehei k'suva kula. And even if you say that you read from Yehudi from the second parak, you have to write the entire Megillah. You still have to read from a complete Megillah, which just means you don't have to read the entire Megillah. Ve'amar Rabbi Chelvo Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav Megillah Nikrei Sefer Ve'Nikrei Sigeres Nikrei Sefer She'im Tafara Bechutei Pishtan Psulam Nikrei Sigeres She'im Yitil Bashloisha Chutei Gidim Kshira. Right. So, right, the Megillah is called a Sefer, meaning it's called a Sefer, like a Sefer in Tanakh. Right, and it's called a igeres, a letter, right? Right, it's called a sefer, so that if you were to stitch the sheets of parchment together with flax and not with gidin, with sinews from the animal, it would be possible. It's called a igeres, a letter, so that if you have that if you basically sew together using only three sinews, meaning less than usual, right, it would be kosher. Amar Nachman Ulvad Sheyuhu Meshuloshin. Right? Rav Nachman says that's as long as it goes in and out three times. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel HaKore Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim LeYatzah. If you read a Megillah, which is written as part of a big scroll, which includes other Sfarim of Tanakh, right? A tremendous Sefer of Tanakh, like we have five Sfarim that are written in our Sefer Torah, right? We have Bereshis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Varim written in our Sefer Tanakh, in our Sefer Torah, right? We have really five Sfarim of Tanakh written all together, and that's the way it's meant to be. So if you do that with Megillah, let's say you have a big scroll which includes all Chamesh Megillos, that would be possible. It has to be written on its own. Amarava le amru eladele michsara umiyasra purta val michsra umiyasra purta leislan ba. Right? Rava says, as long as you can tell that it's separate from the other, as long as it's not just one endless body of text, no big deal. However, if it is just one continuous body of text, then already, if it's not easy to tell where the Megillah starts and finishes, then already it would be pasul. Right? The idea is the Egeres, the letter of Purim, has to be read on its own. It has to be read not with other things. Right? I get to, so, Peseder, sorry, we'll continue, please God, tomorrow.